20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. There has been another mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky. This one has left two people killed, another four injured. It happened inside a park, says Deputy Louisville Metro PD Chief Paul Humphrey.
LMPD officers arrived to find at least two dead people in the park who were deceased from gunshot wounds. Another four were transported by either personal vehicle or by EMS to University of Louisville Hospital.
He says they do not yet have any suspects. Another shooting in that city earlier this week at a bank killed five people. We've just learned that three law enforcement officers in West Central Minnesota have been shot while responding to a domestic call. It happened in Pope County. No word yet on the officers' conditions. To Brunswick, Georgia, where an industrial plant fire has been burning for hours. The mayor there says a shelter-in-place order has been extended to the entire city limits because of changing winds and says there is an emergency declaration for the city. Assistant Fire Chief Lawrence Cargyle.
The latest report that I have is that the flames are contained and under control due to the foam operations, and we're going to continue those operations until the scene is completely controlled.
In Washington state, a ferry ran aground on its way to Seattle with more than 600 people on board. The Coast Guard is right now evacuating people from that boat. Matt Crom was one of those on board.
We felt the boat lose power and slowly start to lose speed, and then sirens went off and the captain said, brace for impact, and in about 30 seconds, we crashed into Bainbridge Island.
Military and intelligence experts are still assessing the fallout from a major leak of Pentagon secrets, allegedly by a young Massachusetts man named Jax Teixeira.
The 21-year-old Air National Guardsman, suspected of a major U.S. intelligence leak, remains behind bars with a detention hearing set for Wednesday. Federal prosecutors said in a court filing that Teixeira's work involved supporting cyber defense operations, raising questions about his access to highly classified information. Authorities say Teixeira posted the materials in a private chat on Discord, a social media site popular with gamers. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
Overseas now, residents of Sudan are sheltering in place after a day of heavy fighting between the country's ruling military and paramilitary factions. More from the BBC's David Bamford.
There's concern now that if it continues for much longer, the turmoil will derail the transition to civilian rule that was promised after the coup in 2021. Sudan's armed forces say there's now no possibility of further dialogue until the paramilitaries have been dissolved.
This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your mower's battery weak or dead after winter storage? Get your mower ready for spring lawn maintenance at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after rebate. Choose SuperStart batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every piece of land has a story. The upshot's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 7 p.m. this evening and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 45. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 48 tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Nichols Brothers Band on Magazine Radio. This double dip is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find them at movetomadison.com and Ethical Trade Company. Better goods for a better world, located in Madison's East Side. Find them online at ethicalco.com. Here's number two, as promised, the double dip.
Woke up feeling good today, feeling the sunshine kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Need some water, refresh my soul, getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Cause I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air, taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful.
Living my best life. Brand new stuff from the People Brothers Band. Before that, hot off the press. Why, Jimmy? Because they're brand new. Brand new stuff. That's why I love working here at MagSec Radio.
Dude, so here's the deal. First of all, we're live at the Wisco. Patterson and Willie Street. And just behind the Wisco, there's a place called Tiny's Tap House. We'll talk about Tiny's Tap House in a second because it's wonderful.
It's tiny, and it's amazing.
And they're connected to the Wisco. But, Rob, so I half hour ago, Terry, I go, Rob, there's new People Brothers Band music in the email box.
And you were jumping up and down.
And, Rob, what was your reaction? I'm like,
I couldn't wait.
People Brothers Band?
I was like, what? Where? Where? In here? In the email? What's the password? I was in there. I had it's all in the automation. Programmed. It's ready to go.
Good.
Brand new People Brothers Band. Now, their CD release show or the album release show, I'm doing this from memory, but Rob, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's the High Noon on the 29th. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
If there's a show, a live music show that you want to go to,
yes.
Other than tonight here at Bombastica, the 29th at the High Noon for the People Brothers Band is the place you want to go.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait to get home tomorrow morning to listen to this album from front to back.
You're going
to
sample the whole thing, and then we're going to talk about it all next week.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? It is Bombastica, 27 years of Maximum Meek Music and Magazine. Jimmy K, Terry Bars.
Hi!
So, Terry, we're at Tiny's Tap House, right?
We are. We are on the deck outside of Tiny's, and my husband dropped me off for the show tonight at the Wisco. Yes, we're in Madison. And he said, wait, what's that cute little place?
Yeah.
Well, we're learning.
So, a little bit of history here.
Good.
Back in 2011, 2012, when Max Inc. Radio was nice and young, Rocker and I were just getting the things rolling with it. We needed sponsors, and we wanted a place to do the Jimmy K show with the people. So like, I strolled into the Wisco one day, and Tiny was sitting there at the bar, and he just opened because I got there nice and early. I'm like, Tiny, I need some help, man. I need some sponsorship. And we need a place for the Jimmy K show. We love the Wisco. Can we do it here? He's like, absolutely. Come on in. Do what you need to do. And there he is. So, Terry, if you're taking video right now, follow me over here and take a picture of the Tiny Tap House silhouette. It is absolutely awesome. So the Tiny Tap House is directly behind the Wisco on Patterson Street. And if you're going to the Wisco, it's definitely worth a shot to come over here, have a shot of Jameson, have some beer, Tiny's Tap House right behind the Wisco. What do you think, Terry?
I am loving it. If you also like, I just want to say, if you want to be cozy, but amongst history of Madison, this is a great place to be. I mean, it really is.
Absolutely. Tiny was an important part of Madison history. Of course, Tiny Tap House, Rob, was the former CC Writers Clubhouse here in Madison. And I remember there's been a few big house parties in this establishment that the city of Madison probably didn't want you to know about.
Okay.
So we won't talk
turn
about
away
that.
Right now.
So anyway, back over to the Wisco, everybody. It is Bombastica. The bands are getting ready going here. Iron Plow, Rocker's band, is going to kick off the night. After that, it's going to be Carbellion. They haven't played Madison forever. They are going to tear the roof off the Wisco for Carbellion. Their new album is great. They got vinyl for sale. They have CDs for sale. And to close out the night, it will be Wizard Hammer. Come on down and join us. We're live at the Wisco, corner of Williamson Street and Patterson Street. Rob Roberts, we'll send it back to you. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
you find me, don't you find me down that road. Oh, Johnny Law, don't you find me, cause I'm done with killing, I'm going home.
Goner, the American Dead on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be talking to Jimmy K, Rocker, and the whole gang, Terry, down there at the Wisco in just a couple minutes. But first, we got to do this stuff. We'll be back right here on Max Inc.
CBS News Brief. Two people are dead after a mass shooting at a park in Louisville, Kentucky. Deputy Police Chief Paul Humphrey.
Hundreds of people were in the park at the time of the shooting when someone started shooting into the crowd, hitting at least six people.
He says they do not have a suspect. There is a shelter-in-place order in effect in Brunswick, Georgia, after a fire at an industrial plant that's been burning for hours now. Mayor Cosby Johnson.
We understand that that is something difficult to do, but we are asking you to commit to not only keeping you safe, but keeping other citizens safe and keeping your family safe as firemen continue to work on this situation.
Government investigators are trying to figure out how and why a 21-year-old military member leaked classified documents online. CBS's Willie James Inman.
President Biden said he couldn't predict how long the investigation into the leak would take, but he says he thinks the administration will get to the bottom of it quicker than anticipated.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Hey, this is Jim from Subatomic. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Subatomic. Hey, Fool, on Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy, it's about to get really loud. I heard Iron Plow is just about to take the stage, yeah?
Yeah, you know, Rocker is dripping with Rocker Vodka, and he's starting to mix Rocker Rye Whiskey with it. And it's getting really sloppy at the Wisco. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wisco, corner of Williams Street and Patterson in Madison. It is Bomblastica, 27 years of Maximum Inc., and we're partying to celebrate. Of course, the live music starts with Iron Plow at 9:30. Wizard Hammer is going to clear the night off for us here. Right now, though, I'm on the patio, actually behind the Wisco, a tiny sap house, with part of Parbellion. I saw Caesar, Brent. And we have a birthday girl here. What's your name again?
Mel.
Bell?
Mel.
M-E-L.
Mel.
And you're the bass player's...
I'm the bass player's wife.
You're the bass player's wife.
Of 16 years.
Happy freaking birthday to
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She's 21. She's 21. 21. I was going to say 18, but 21's good. 21's better because then you could drink at 21. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Brett, you, Parbellion, epic Eclipse Records signing.
Yep.
Got the new album out, the vinyls for sale inside the Wisco.
Yep.
Tell me about the excitement, man.
Oh, it's been exciting since we started recording it 3 years ago. So, yeah. So it's really exciting to finally have the product out and everybody can go and buy it, listen to it, because we've been listening to it for quite some time now, and we're getting sick of it. No, I'm just kidding. No. But, yeah, it's really cool to actually have the product to be able to put it in your hand, and people can come, and now we're getting all the feedback already.
Right.
People are enjoying it, so it's really cool. Yeah, it's great.
Jamie is signing with Eclipse. That's huge. I mean, every band, you know, in my mind, if I were sort of a band, I would want to, my goal would be to build venues, make a little money, have some fun, and get signed. You guys got signed. What is that like for you, Ben?
Oh, it's really cool. You know, we've been doing this a long time. We're obviously older guys now, and everybody knows that. But, but you know, you hope for your whole life something like this to happen, and what a you know, it took a long time, but we're here, and it feels great. So.
You get to have when what happened was when it instantaneously went after we signed those papers and the wheel started turning. People that you would never think of are hearing your song.
Right.
So the first single came out last year, the end of last year, and we're getting, you know, comments from people all over the world.
And
all over the world. And it was so the album didn't come out until March, but the first single came out last year, the end of last year.
Was that Far Fight?
That was, Listen for Ghosts.
Listen for Ghosts, right.
Was the first single.
Yeah.
So you're already getting people from, you know, other countries, South America, in Europe, and that's different. I mean, you don't think about it. Been in local bands all my life since I was a kid, and now you're hearing feedback from people all over the world that are hearing your songs. It's pretty trippy,
to be honest. It's not so local anymore,
no,
is it?
Not so local, no.
That's awesome. Parbellion on the air with us, live from Bomblastica, 27 years of Maximum Inc. We're at the Wisco here in Madison. Beezer, I got to tell you, man, I laid $20 down for that vinyl, the new Weapons of Choice album. Thank you. Dude, the vinyl. I mean, what is it to you as a band member to have vinyl for your music?
We've been wanting to do this for years.
Right.
And it's expensive. It hasn't been cost effective for many years, but it's made such a resurgence now. I mean, it last year, vinyl sold this, CDs. So it's getting more plausible to do it now. And we felt this record was worth it, and this was the time to do it. And to get it was awesome. And when we opened it up and we all got to unbox it and open it, we were all like, this is great. But the first time I dropped the needle on it, I was listening to myself on my record player, and you get that scratch of the needle, and you get the all that. Like, I've never heard our music that way, and it's awesome. It gave me chills, and it's so cool to be able to do it.
And you
and
listen
people
to the
love
whole
it.
Thing.
Yeah. And now you have product. You know, everything's digital now. So, yay, it's on my phone. These are great songs, but you're not touching anything. You're not experiencing anything. Now you get cool artwork. You get, you know, all these little extras. You get a download card with our album, so you can still put it on your phone and do all that and put it on whatever, you know. But just that physical media is like, it was great, and it's great. I love it.
You're absolutely right. I mean, to have the vinyl, to see the artwork, to read the liner notes, to follow along with the lyrics while the record's spinning on the record table, you have a piece of, you know, you have property right there. And it's your artwork, and people love that stuff. And that's why vinyl is making a resurgence. And people are buying records left and right now.
I don't know how many people we had that bought it. They don't even own record players. I'm like, what are you doing with it? They're hanging on their wall. I mean, people are buying it just to put it on their wall. I'm like, you know, buy two. Put one on your wall, and then go out and buy a record player and listen to it, because you have to listen to it, because they don't want to open it. Right. The people that want to hang it on their wall, they don't want it open. But, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's cool.
Guys, thank you so much for coming to Madison and playing this show. Carbell. Oh.
Something to add to that. Well, two things. Okay, first of all, that album is sexy as hell. It is all gold. And what girl or anyone doesn't like gold? It's all blinged out in gold. And the artwork, the lyrics are in there.
Yep.
You get your download card, so you can still go digital. But I feel like albums hadn't gone out of style per se, because my 16-year-old, well, 4 years ago, she was 16, I bought my daughter a vinyl player, like a record player. Yeah. She wanted. That was 4 years ago.
And now she's playing vinyl left and right.
And I was like, she's 20 now, and I'm like, oh, wow. Now, I would have thought, how would she even know about a record? But
she's been in some Rick Springfield and shit.
What, Chip?
Chip.
Chip is in the band. He played bass for like 4 years.
Brett, thank you so much. You were the first and only one to drop the bomb tonight. We are live at the Wisco. It's Bomblastica, 27 years of Maximum Ink Music Magazine. It's a 12 or 11 year anniversary for Max Ink Radio. Really appreciate y'all listening. Please get your ass to the Wisco tonight. You can say ass on the radio. It's okay.
But you can't say chip.
You can say chip.
Not the other one.
I put my chips in the bot right now.
We're here.
Come on down.
I'm down. Come on down. We're here.
Fireplow, Wizard Hammer, Carbellion. We're at the Wisco. It's Max Ink Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
I need beer.
Have you ever been left for dead?
whole story. How you didn't sign up for this. Oh no. And now that it's all over, I'm too damn stubborn to cooperate and die. Every time I've been left for dead, bleeding out, lying in your bed. Every time I've been left for dead, bleeding out in your own damn bed.
For the people.
Right.
tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Special Max Inc. Radio, celebrating 27 years of Maximum Inc. Magazine and 12 years of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the right here tonight on the Civic Media Network. We'll see you at the Wisco as Iron Plow takes the stage. No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on-